You're a busy professional and your time is valuable. So much as you'd like to, you don't always have the time to listen to hours of audio commenting on the news of the week. Relax, there is a solution. The Flight Wisdom Briefing. Flight Wisdom offers you all the news you need in convenient briefings issued several times a week. Subscribe at blog.flightwisdom.com today. The Flight Wisdom Briefing is now available on iTunes.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with Briefing 18. JetBlue Airways has implemented a new in-flight nut allergy policy. Now, they will create a buffer zone around any passenger identifying themselves as allergic, containing both the row behind and the row in front. No nuts will be served in these rows. The DOT has advised airlines their requests for exemptions to tarmac delay rules have been denied. The new rule goes into effect this week on April 29th. The initial exemption request was for JFK Airport during its runway reconstruction, but other airlines have requested exemptions for Newark, LaGuardia, and Philadelphia. The DOT countered by concluding that airlines could minimize tarmac delays by rerouting or rescheduling flights, and advised that it would take into account outside factors when deciding whether to fine airlines. But the airlines themselves will likely err on the side of caution to avoid the possibility of being charged. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which runs the New York area airports, has offered refunds of parking charges to travelers who were stranded because of the volcanic eruption in Iceland. They will have to provide documentation in order to secure the refund. Alaska Airlines has increased the charge for its first checked bag by $5, but decreased the price for additional bags. Now the first three bags will all be charged at $20. Alaska Airlines offers the only bag guarantee on its checked bags and has now decreased the guarantee to ensure your bags will arrive at the carousel within 20 minutes, or you will get a $20 credit or 2,000 miles. Certainly a nice gesture. Meanwhile, Alaska announced daily service from San Diego to Maui beginning October 1st, and daily seasonal service from San Diego to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, beginning November 12th. It will also begin four times weekly service between Portland, Oregon, and Kona, also beginning November 12th, and a second seasonal thrice weekly flight from Seattle. Horizon Air will add four daily round trips from San Jose, California, to Los Angeles, beginning August 23rd. Passengers flying Direct Air, which operates scheduled charter flights from Plattsburgh, New York, to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, were outraged when 40 bags were left behind. Direct Air claims the reason for the left bags was that they were trying to get golf bags onto the plane first. This outraged people, especially those who didn't go to Myrtle Beach for golf. Direct Air should realize, renting golf clubs is probably easier than renting clothes. New York senators, as well as a bipartisan delegation of 17 U.S. representatives from New York and New Jersey, have sent a letter to NASA calling for the agency to place a shuttle on board the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. Good luck to them in that endeavor. Frontair began service this week from Denver to Louisville, Green Bay, and Branson, and from Milwaukee to San Francisco and San Diego. The Green Bay and Branson service will be operated by Embraer 190 regional jets, and the remaining service by Frontier's Airbus aircraft. AirTran Airways celebrated 5 years of service in Indianapolis. The airline now offers 20 daily flights out of the city to destinations including Baltimore, Washington, New York, Orlando, Milwaukee. Beginning June 9th, United Airlines will add an additional daily round trip from Chicago O'Hare to New York's LaGuardia Airport using a 120-seat Airbus A319. Beginning August 24th, three United Express flights between the cities will be replaced by mainline service. This will bring as many as 18 flights a day between the two airports. United is likely ramping up to defend against Delta's announcement of shuttle service on the route. Also on August 24th, United will begin daily service between Houston and Los Angeles, operated by SkyWest, using 66-seat Canadair regional jets. On November 4th, they will increase weekend service from Pensacola to Chicago to daily service. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner has begun a series of extreme weather tests at the McKinley Climactic Laboratory at Elgin Air Force Base in Florida. A special hangar allows the plane to experience heat as high as 115 degrees and as low as minus 45 degrees. The testing is expected to take 2 weeks. Frontier Airlines will be adding Gogo in-flight internet to its fleet of 32 E-170 and E-190 aircraft by the end of the calendar year. Being as Frontier offers in-flight entertainment on its fleet of Airbus aircraft, we wonder what makes the bigger difference in customer satisfaction. Entertainment or internet? Or are they the same thing? Southwest Airlines unveiled the latest in its planes honoring the states it serves, with Florida One, which is emblazoned with an artist's rendition of the Florida flag. Florida One joins 13 other 737s in Southwest's fleet that carry a unique paint scheme: Arizona One, California One, Illinois One, Lone Star One, in honor of Texas, Nevada One, Mexico One, Maryland One, 3 Shamu aircraft in honor of SeaWorld, Silver One, which celebrates Southwest's 25th anniversary, Triple Crown One, recognizing Southwest's top rankings for on-time performance, baggage handling, and customer satisfaction, and Slam Dunk One, a tribute to their NBA partnership. Air traffic over Europe seems to have returned to normal. We here at Flight Wisdom, despite being avid followers of commercial aviation, have decided we are not volcano enthusiasts, and sincerely hope to never again have to report on a volcanic-induced disruption of aviation of this magnitude in our lifetime. Scientists are keeping an eye on another Icelandic volcano, which has historically erupted within months of the one that disrupted service. Meanwhile, travel insurance companies have said that the payouts for disrupted passengers for this incident may rival the payouts after the 9/11 flight disruptions. We will have more on volcanoes and insurance soon on the Flight Wisdom blog. Well, the little clock on the wall says that we're just about out of time. Briefing 18 was released April 25th, 2010. Flight Wisdom is a project of the Wenica Media Group, producers of quality online content. If you are interested in being a guest blogger on Flight Wisdom or doing a guest editorial on the briefing, please contact us. From all of us here at Flight Wisdom, I want to wish you happy flying.